T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting ready for a charity golf tournament. This is the first round of golf I will play in my entire life. It's one of these shotgun things, I guess is what it's called.
Yeah, so basically what happens is everybody goes out to their individual hole, and that's where the golf tournament starts. So you may not be starting on hole number one. You could be starting
seven.
On hole number seven. Oh, there you go.
Seven. We're starting on seven.
All right, so that's where you start, and I'm assuming that you're probably playing in a scramble.
Yeah, is that the best ball situation or whatever?
No. Depending on how you define best ball. Some golf tournaments, like mine, play a two-man best ball, which means each player plays their own ball, and the best score out of the two is their score for their team.
Hmm.
A scramble is where, like, say you're in a group of four, everybody hits a drive, and then you pick the best ball out of that drive to play your next shot, and then everybody hits from there, and then you go on and go on and go on until the ball
that's
goes
what we're
the
doing.
Hole.
That's
so
the
that's
thing
a
we're
scramble.
Doing. All right, we're scrambling our asses off today.
You're going to be scrambling your asses off.
All right, very good. Now, do you think that after today, I'm going to be hooked or I'm never going to play again?
I'm kind of hoping you're hooked, but I don't think you will, because I'm thinking that you'll end up swinging the minimum amount of times because you'll be playing from the best ball most likely. And you probably have a couple of decent golfers in your group, I'm assuming. Hopefully they're not all hackers.
No. There's one guy who's spectacular.
All right, so he'll probably help you a little bit too, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
He'll help you on the scorecard, but he'll also help you understand what you're trying to do with the golf ball and the golf club and which golf club to hit. Now, did they have golf clubs there waiting for you when you got there?
No, but my head flunky cousin, I'm just going to use his extra set of clubs. He's got an extra set.
Right. So, you know, I'm fitted by Callaway. So I have golf clubs that are fitted for me in the way that I hit the golf ball.
Yeah. How much did that run you?
Nothing. I'm like part of sponsored. I'm like a sponsor with
nothing. How much would it run a regular person?
A lot.
Yeah, I know. I figured as much.
No, I've paid for golf clubs in the past, but, you know, I've also... I talk about golf. I love golf. And, you know, I just when I had an opportunity to go to my man Andrush's place and go get fit for clubs, it was great.
Yeah, I wonder how I'm going to feel about this. I mean, maybe because I've never really tried. You know that. I've barely tried. So maybe if I get out there, a couple tips, I start hitting the ball, I get hooked. Hey, I'm good at cornhole. It's sort of like the same thing.
No, it's not.
Trying to get something into a hole.
No. Yeah, you're trying to get something into a hole that you haven't been very good at your whole life. I just think that I hope you do. I hope you love it, and I hope you have a good time. Part of it is being with your guys, playing, usually playing for some money, having a cocktail or two out on the golf course, and just doing your thing. So hopefully you like it.
Drinking and eating.
Yeah, drinking and eating. I don't know, man. I'm watching these highlights of you at my golf tournament. I'm like, my God, jeez.
It's horrendous.
I mean, the last guy I worked with tried to play golf too, and you know, after about three holes, forget it; it was over.
Doesn't he still play though, Craig?
I don't think he still played. I don't think
no?
so.
No.
Do you think?
I mean, a hole or two here and there.
That's what I'm saying. Like he cannot. First of all, he can't play 9 holes, let alone 18 holes.
Right, because of the ADD stuff. Right, can't focus on.
It's the OCD, the ADD, the Tourette's, it's a whole mishmash of stuff that's going on there. And it doesn't lend itself to be the right personality type to play golf.
Yeah, there's two things in my life that I really wish I liked more than I do. One is golf. The other is lobster. Those two things I try and I just can't get into it.
You don't like lobster?
I can't eat a lobster. Like, when a full lobster's in front of me, I can't eat it. Now, if you tell me it's in a lobster roll or whatever, and it's some mayo and some celery, and you stick it in a hot dog bun, I can eat that. But, like, if you, I want to, like, put on a lobster bib, and I want to crack open a lobster with my hands and eat it, and I can't, I don't know, for whatever reason, I can't do it.
Really? That's strange. How about
it
crab?
Is.
Could you eat crab?
Not really, no. Same thing.
Have you ever had Maryland blue claw crabs?
Not like just snapping open the claws and eating it like that. You've never sat down
at a table with beers and Obey seasoning and corn on the cob and just started ripping into crabs?
I did it with Joe's Stone Crabs that Lee
sent
us.
That's different. That's a totally different thing. Those things, by the way, that Lee sent us, you know, those things are like ridiculous.
I mean, the most delicious crab or crustacean I've ever had in my life.
Right. But, I mean, to sit down with your buddies, your flunkies, at a picnic table. I actually took the boys here out for crabs down here in Tribeca.
Oh, did you? Did you crack open some crabs?
Crabs is a lot of work for very little meat.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you.
It's like you don't even get filled.
You guys will complain about anything.
Yeah, we
did. Unbelievable.
Did you pay
for anything? No.
And I don't eat seafood, but I actually wound up, because, of course, Captain Chaos was involved, so there was, like, a lot of extra food.
Oh, yeah.
And I wound up bringing crabs home to the neighbor helped me out.
Wait. You brought crabs home to your neighbor?
Yeah.
I mean,
doesn't
you know.
Sound good.
It didn't.
Ain't that a lot of meat? And it's a lot of work. You know, the idea is that you're sitting there with your friends. You're, you know, going through the crabs and everything else.
I mean, I'd rather go to the steakhouse and have someone bring me a plate of sizzling red meat.
I don't mind, like, if I was full when I was done, but you don't get any meat.
Yeah.
No, I'm with Gio, too. Like, lobster? There's no taste to it.
You're putting this giant lobster in front of me? Like, everybody loves it.
McNulty there too? I forget.
Yeah, he might have been there. I just, you know, you guys never cease to amaze me, honestly.
Really?
I mean,
can we just be
you can't
men
you
for
haven't
one
made
minute?
A good point. You haven't made a good point about see Al and I and Eddie are giving you good points of why we don't like crab. You're just like you haven't sat down with your friends and cracked
all
some
right,
crabs
so you
open.
Hey, crabs and football, that's what we do. Being in Maryland, that is a thing. That's what you do in Maryland.
Yeah, we're not from Maryland. We're not in Maryland.
Because I've been to some of the great crab restaurants in Maryland along the Severn River or along the Chesapeake Bay, I have been privy to some of the best crab that you could ever eat anywhere. And you do that with your friends. And you do it outside on an outdoor table. And you got a pitcher of beer. And it's like, it's a great time.
I hate to break it to you. Our point still remains.
No,
a lot of
your
work,
points suck.
Not a lot of meat.
Points, you have
doesn't
no
taste
idea what
great.
You're talking about.
Doesn't taste great.
And I don't eat seafood. All right.
Okay, you don't eat seafood. Are you going fishing with us in October?
Yeah, I'll be on the boat.
Oh, you'll be on the boat. Okay. And Al, you're going too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could be allergic to seafood and still eat crabs and not get sick because there's no meat to it.
I would not like to put that to the test. Unless I had an EpiPen with me.
Yeah, no. The shellfish is very dangerous. There's going to be somebody who's like, but Al Duke said.
Have you ever had a soft shell crab?
Yeah, I actually had a soft shell crab sandwich the other day.
And how was it?
I ate that. It was great because you eat like the whole thing.
Yes.
But the reason I liked it is because it was fully fried, breaded and fried on a bun.
And you didn't have to
mayo.
Crack anything.
Yeah, I just little legs sticking out the side of the bun.
That was a deep fried sheet of loose leaf paper. Also delicious.
So, Gee, what do you think your cholesterol level is?
It's actually good.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, which is crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how. For whatever reason, blood pressure and cholesterol have always been okay for me. It'll catch up to me at some point. I mean, I'll be 40 next year. It'll catch up to me. But so far, I've been good with that stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I'm obviously playing with fire. But I'm all right. I do still get gout, which is not a good thing.
No, that's not a good thing. That hurts your feet.
Yeah, I got it in my elbow, too.
Yeah, that hurts,
too. Big problem.
That could be a big problem, you know, as a golfer. That's a big problem.
Oh, sure. It's arthritis? Are you kidding
me? You got to be able to swing that golf club, man. You got to have full extension.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to see. I'm actually really excited about to see if I by the end of this round.
Yeah,
because I feel like there's so many people, all the invitations I have to turn down because I don't golf. You know, we're going here, we're going there, we're going here, and I'm like, I just don't do it.
I mean, I'm watching you at Top Golf right now.
I mean,
by the way, is that place open on the LIE yet?
It is. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it is open. Yeah, in Patchogue. Yeah, people love it. See, that's not so bad, right? Those aren't as bad as the other ones.
I mean, Jerry's high-fiving you and clapping for you.
Yeah, because I did well. I hit like a 100-pointer or whatever. I did really well that day. I think I might have came in first.
Unfortunately, the holes on a real golf course aren't that big.
I know, I heard. Let's go to Jesse, who's in the city. He's been waiting for a while. What's up, Jesse? Good morning.
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesse. Yeah, Jesse. What do you got for us, brother?
So I'm sorry to break up the crab talk, although I will say I'm on Geo's side there. Sorry, Boom. So I got a question for you guys, maybe a little bit of a fun debate. I want to know what's going to happen first.
Okay.
The Jets win a game. The Giants win a game, Aaron Boone gets fired, or Luis Rojas gets fired. As I'm sure you guys know, the baseball seasons end on Sunday, October 3rd. Until then, you got the Giants hosting the Falcons and then at the Saints. You got the Jets in Denver and then hosting the Titans. My thinking is if the Yankees and Mets miss out in the playoffs, obviously we know the Mets are done, that there's a chance either of those managers will get fired in the week preceding October 3rd. So I want to know what's going to happen first.
I think the Giants are going to beat the Falcons. I mean, I think that's probably the consensus, I would think, Jesse, that most people would say. I'll say that the Giants beat the Falcons, and then the second thing that will happen is Luis Rojas gets fired.
Yeah, I agree.
Those two things.
I agree. Mike and Brick. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Boomer. What's going on, guys?
All right.
I grew up in, and I really wanted to talk to you about eating Maryland-style blue crab. When I was growing up, my family didn't go to Disney World. We didn't go to Hershey Park. My old man used to drive us all the way down to Del Mar, Delaware, on the Maryland border. And he used to go to a crab house there and just drink light beer and eat crabs in front of the family for hours and hours and hours, picking away. And now that habit has been passed on to me when I hang out with my friends. We eat crabs. I'm at there like 6-7 hours eating crabs, man. So I don't know if... Well, those other guys are talking about, man, I love them.
Well, yeah, Mike, because you're a real man. These guys are NARPs. They don't have any idea what the hell,
he just said it.
As real men do.
Well, all right, he just said it. He nailed Al's point. This guy can sit there and eat crabs for 7 hours, and that's when he finally gets filled. 7 hours. Imagine eating sandwiches for 7 hours. You'd die.
You know,
I mean, come
you
on.
You don't sit there for 7 hours. I mean, that's a little extreme.
That's what he just said 6-7 hours.
Yeah, but he's
crabs.
Just being extreme. I mean, you know, you go for an hour and a half, you go to Cantlers. Come on, man. It's so easy and it's great. It's such a great thing to do.
7 hours eating crabs.
I mean, you guys are crazy. You have no idea.
Crabs. Get a job
crabs.
Or something.
Bobby in Pearl River. Bobby, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
All right.
Two things for you. One. Gio, I got married at Belport Country Club in 2018. I can report that I'm still happily married. We're expecting our first baby boy in about a week.
Awesome. So congratulations, Bob. Awesome.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. And then a second thing, I got a buddy from Oneonta. We went to college together. We played baseball. He does fittings for Callaway all across Long Island. You say the word, and I'll send him your way. I'll give you a nice custom fitting, get you all set up.
Oh, wow. That's really nice, Bob. I mean, let me see what the hell happens today before I get the custom Callaway fitted golf club.
It's not going to go well here, Bobby. I'm telling
no.
you.
No.
It's just not.
I'm thinking, if I make it, do you think I'm going to make the full round, Boomer, or do you think I'm going to quit at some
no,
point?
No, you're not
going to
quit. Don't quit. It's a charity thing. Don't quit. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
You're either going to pull your back, you're going to pull an ass muscle, you're going to pull a thigh muscle, or something. You're going to pull a groin. This is going to be something
oblique.
Wrong with you. Yeah, you're going to have an oblique problem. There you go.
Oblique or a lat. Those are the two that are in the oblique is 2-1.
All right.
The lat is even money.
Here's one thing I want you to try to keep track of if you can remember to do this.
All right, go ahead.
How many of your shots will your group use in your scramble format today?
Gotcha.
And that includes putts.
I got you.
But it's got to be real shots. I mean, it's got to be real shots.
I will remember that. That's
I don't want to tap in. A tap in putt does not count as a real shot. Now,
right,
if you make
a
10-footer, I would imagine that they're going to have you putt first because you're going to be the worst person in the group. So they'll have you putt first to read your putt. Now, if you make one of those putts, that's a real shot.
Okay. All right. Like a 10-foot putt, like a real legit putt.
Like a real legit putt, yes.
All right. All right. Very good. Hey, I'm good at mini golf, so I think I could. Is there any windmills out there?
There's no grooves on the green.
Jesus.
Chris is in New Jersey. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, hey, I just want to. Boomer keeps talking about eating these crabs down in Maryland. I like crabs too, but I eat them down the Jersey Shore, like LBI. You know, grew up down there. Boomer, you aren't whacking the back of those crabs with a hammer to open them up, are you?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure. As I went down to Maryland, all these dopes down there are whacking them with a hammer, ruining half the meat inside these.
Well, things. What they're doing is they're just whacking the claws. You know, you're separating the crab by pulling the shell off the top and then splitting it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the back crab meat is where all the crab meat is. I don't know what the hell Al's talking about.
No, there's all kinds of people down in Maryland whacking these things with hammers, ruining all the meat.
We were definitely whacking it with hammers.
Well, you were. I wasn't. I told you how to do it. Al just likes to whack. Al whacks away.
We all got a mallet. We were all smashing the crabs, I remember.
You were smashing the claw is what smashing. That's all. The arm and the claw is the only thing you were tapping. You weren't smashing it. I taught you how to eat the back meat of the crab. The back
person with crabs.
Yeah.
Listen, we better stop this now, Al. He's already got us fishing for tuna next month. Next thing you know, we're going to be after the show going down to Maryland and whacking crabs. We're going to sit around for 7 hours and drink beers and whack some crabs and some Old Bay seasoning. So we better be careful.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I just popped my head outside there, Boomer, and a fan of the show goes, hey, Greg Giannotti. I said, hey, how's it going? Goes, Boomer here too? I said, yeah, he's over there on the ninth hole watching Zach Wilson film. And he goes, get out of here. So I'm going to go find him. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
Don't get in the cart and go over there.
It'd be an interesting day for you, I think. Hey, by the way, I know if you open your FanDuel Sportsbook app, you'll see that the Panthers are favored by 8 points tonight.
Okay, yes.
You got to take them, right? You got to take that and the under tonight, right?
I would think so. I mean, I don't know,
They're going to kill the Texans. They're playing with Davis Mills. And the Panthers' defense has been really good the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, probably. But why is it only 8.5?
It's 8, I think.
Or why is it only 8?
I don't know. Do you have the over-under there on you or no?
Yeah, I do. Just give me 1 second. The
over under
for tonight's game is 43. And by the way, it's 7.5 on FanDuel Sports.
7.5. All right. Well, then I'm taking Carolina.
Right, why? But that number seems low to me.
That's what I'm saying. So you're thinking that the number's speaking to you?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely speaking to you, but it's speaking to me in the other way. Like, why is it so low? This to me seems like a 10-point spread,
right?
You know, if Houston's that bad with Davis Mills,
I mean, I've been looking at the injuries and everything else. I'm just, you know, Christian McCaffrey is playing.
No,
he hit himself. He's an offensive machine. That kid absolutely. Is unbelievable. How good he is.
All right, let's get to Jerry, his update and moment of the day. What's going on, Jerry?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're brought to you by Winters Bros Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit wintersbros.com. We get to the Yankees and the Rangers last night. Yankees with a day off now so they can enjoy their sweep.
Pitch swung on and lined down the right field line. It is a base hit going to the right field wall. Gallo scores. Torres goes to second. It's a double. A ribby double for Gleyber Torres.
Put the Yankees in front in the eighth inning. John Sterling with the call on the fan. Oh. He would score on an error, and then you get a two-run homer from Gary Sanchez. 7-3, the final score as the Yankees ran away from the Rangers as they do complete the sweep. Kyle Higashioka with an RBI double to get them on the board. Chad Green, the win in relief. For Aaron Boone, he didn't watch much for much of the night, but they certainly came alive late.
I thought the at-bats got really competitive there at the end. We did some really good things on both sides of the ball there the second half of the game.
Not even sure if the first one was Boone or the second one was. I know one was you. That was actually very well done. Here was Boone. He knows now. You look at the standings because earlier in the day, Toronto lost to Tampa. He knows where his team is.
It's on us. It's right in front of us. We go out and play well. We'll get to where we want to go. We don't, we're going home.
Now a half-game lead for that second wild card spot. Aroldis Chapman, the save, and not a lot of pitches. Actually, an Ajit, a free save, if you will. Yankees with the half-game lead on Toronto, but they remain
the save? They had a four-run lead.
Oh, well, he closed it out, I should say. That's true. He closed it out.
So he didn't get the save.
He did not get the save. Right,
four-run lead. Mistake. I apologize.
For that, actually. It's what happens.
Well, you said he had to save, and he didn't get it.
Well, I mean, technically, he did save the game because it was in jeopardy. They were four guys away from actually tying the game. And with the way he has pitched this year, listen, anytime he goes out there and throws a scoreless inning, he has saved himself.
You're right.
So really, it depends on which way you look at it.
Okay.
They were in peril.
Yeah, well,
saving.
I mean, potentially. Listen,
wasn't even close.
There wasn't one person in that stadium when he came out that thought he better not blow this. So he really saved it for himself. I mean, if you think about it.
Okay.
That's how I would go. Red Sox, Mets, this was no contest yet again because the Mets stink.
Pitch. This ball hit in the air to deep right field. Pilar back at the fence, looking up, and it is gone. A home run for Schwarber. It's a three-run homer. It's his second in as many innings tonight. It is his ninth in 10 games against the Mets this year.
Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. Kyle Schwarber has feasted on the Mets, whether he was a National, now a Red Sox, whatever the case may be. Two home runs, first two innings last night. Three hits on the night, drove in 4, 12-5. Red Sox beat the Mets. Hey, Taijuan Walker, what happened?
Too many balls over the plate, gave up too many home runs. Basically what it is.
Pretty much. That's kind of the way it went. Here was Luis Rojas. He knows not only has the ship sunk, it is taking on water.
We're in a very tough spot right now. And, you know, we didn't play a good game tonight. Now, I know they jumped Walker, basically.
Now, before the game, Francisco Lindor spoke. SNY had the video. He talked about a couple of different things. A, not accomplishing what he set out to do year one.
I came here to win. It sucks that we're not in that position where we are in first place. You know? That sucks for sure.
Yep, he knows he has failed.
We get paid to win ball games, and I haven't done that this year.
Now, he was asked about Javi Baez, absolutely wants him to remain if possible.
He's a winner. He plays the game as hard as he can, day in and day out. He gives it his best, and he's my boy, too.
We will see. We shall see. Comes a free agent after the year. Boston has won seven straight games, while the Mets go to Milwaukee, who last night lost to the Cardinals 10-2. As St. Louis has won 11 straight games, hottest team in baseball. You guys were talking about the spread for tonight's game for the Panthers and the Texans. You got Carolina trying to go to 3-0. Sam Darnold has certainly played well these first couple of weeks. David Culley, he's got a backup quarterback in Davis Mills. We will have it on the fan for you at 8 o'clock. Giants-Falcons on Sunday. Jets-Broncos on Sunday. Here's Robert Saleh. He's hearing it from everywhere. Even his own mom getting on him after losing to the Patriots on Sunday.
She'll probably kill me. God bless my mother. Broken English. Doesn't even know how many yards it takes to get a first down. And she was coaching me up on what we should tell our receivers.
Well, they certainly had some laughs with that. Yes, yeah. No doubt. And he says this is not abnormal to hear people talking.
Everybody's got an opinion, but it's, you know what, I had an opinion too. And so it's you take it with a grain of salt.
And guys, really, is a breath of fresh air. He really, yes. He's fun. Seems like a good dude for sure. Bears named Justin Fields their starting quarterback for Sunday's game in
Cleveland. How
about
Indianapolis? Any word what they're doing?
I don't know. I do have Carson Wentz was asked about how he's feeling. And as you can imagine, it's not only one foot, it's actually two that are bothering
him. He also had surgery during training camp.
Yes, here he was asking how he was feeling yesterday.
Still sore, both of them, and working through it. Honestly, a lot of unknown. See how my body responds and doing everything we can.
I guess Jacob Eason will play, right?
Yeah, Jacob Eason would be the starter. That kid cannot stay healthy, man. That's a killer. You know, you say whatever you want about Eli Manning, you know. He showed up every single game. Every game. Never missed a game.
That time they benched him for Geno Smith, remember that?
Yeah, yep. But he showed up. He never missed a game because he was hurt.
That is true. Here was Fields, the reaction to him getting the starting nod.
I think it was, you know, pretty much even killed. I think I had a good idea that I was, you know, might possibly start. So I wasn't really surprised by it.
And so he gets the nod. Andy Dalton, they say, is day-to-day with, I guess it's a knee injury for him running out of bounds the other day when he got hurt. So we will see Justin Fields this week. And then you got Antonio Brown, positive for COVID, likely out against the Rams. Jacoby Brissett starts for the Dolphins against the Raiders. Tua Tagovailoa has fractured ribs as feared. And the Steelers play the Bengals Sunday. Big Ben dealing with that pec injury. He says he will give it his all.
I don't know how it happened. I just know it happened early in the game, and I'm going to do everything I can.
Yes, he's really going to try hard, as you can imagine. ESPN says, we talked about this earlier, the NHL completed its gambling investigation of Evander Kane, said it found no evidence that he bet on any NHL games. There was the allegations that he bet on his own. And what's that? Mark in Ozone Park?
Let's go to Mark in Ozone Park. Mark, what's happening, brother?
How you guys doing? Listen, I'm driving and I'm listening to the Met update, and I heard that the ship is sunk. And
yeah, this is a bad one.
Yeah.
Well, because it can't sink if it's not taking on water.
But it's already sunk. You already said it.
Right. So, like the Titanic right now is still taking on water. You know what I'm saying? Like it's sunk and there's still water popping through the hole.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Mark gets hurt very early.
This is how this goes.
Yes.
I kind of do things on the fly sometimes, and my stupidity comes through with flying colors. I thought immediately as I said it, I said that backwards.
Yes.
And I was waiting for Eddie to say something.
You know, and I had gotten all, Mark, I had gotten all over him.
Don't worry about it.
All right, good. You know, I had gotten all over you about the save situation.
Which, in that case, you really were wrong about that. That's why it's the greatest country in America.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's true. I mean, again, South America, I'm taking the U.S. You want to take somewhere in South America, go for it, or Canada, you can do that too. I'm taking the good old United States.
In North America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's but right. Hey, I didn't want to get on you about that, the way you screwed that last thing up.
Yeah, you know, I caught it. I heard. I noticed it right as I said it.
It sunk and then it took on water.
Yeah. It burned down, then it caught fire.
Right.
Hey, Jackass. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way things go.
Yeah.
All right, moment of the day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, or some people say tequila. We like tequila. It's brought to you by those who drink it. Last hour, we were wondering if we all went on a cruise, if Eddie would go naked on a Caribbean island.
Excuse me while I let my twig and berries out.
Come on. Yeah.
You can't do this stuff to me, Jerry. I've told you, I've got a very vivid imagination.
Yeah, well, so now think of Eddie naked.
Yeah, with his gait that he has when he walks to
just strolling along the ocean.
The hair is definitely down, not in the ponytail.
Oh yeah, 100%. Look, Mom, it's Jesus. No, guys, that's Eddie Scazzeri. Relax.
It's Jesus with an insulin pump.
Christ. Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's diabetes Jesus, Dad.
Diabetes Jesus.
All right.
What?
What? Oh. What, are you, What happened in sports, Jerry?
That sounds like a good name for a musical group. Diabetes Jesus.
At Odyssey's Beach Bash, Diabetes Jesus opens up for Modest Mouse.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day. Have a great Thursday.
Same to you, Jerry. Thank you. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Where do you go pee on the golf course, Boomer? You can't just, like, go on the golf course, right? What happens?
Well, it depends. I mean, there are going to be women out there.
Yeah.
So you got to be very careful if you decide to go behind a tree or something like that.
If there were no women, I could just pee into one of the holes?
No. Yeah, I mean, just have a little decorum. Remember who you're representing, please.
No, I know, but I'm thinking, like,
you're
if I'm
professional,
out there.
You're a big shot now.
But where do I go if I'm in the middle of the porta potties or something?
I would imagine that place has a halfway house bathroom, so... somewhere around the 9th hole, the 10th hole, somewhere around there, so you'll be able to go to the bathroom. I mean, if that's what you're worried about.
Well, I've already had 6 cups of coffee, a Red Bull, and a 5-hour energy.
Yes.
And 3 glasses of water. And then I know I'm going to start drinking some alcohol when I get out there as well, so I'm going to have to go multiple times.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you'll figure it out. It, you know, just happens naturally, that kind of thing, and you'll figure out where to go and what to do.
I just didn't know if there was, like, some sort of regular decorum, like where, hey, I'm just going to go behind this tree. You know, I hit the ball into the fescue, so now I'm going to relieve myself in the fescue if that was an okay thing to
do. Just remember where you are and what is could be in that fescue.
Ticks?
Yes.
There could be some ticks.
Just make sure you spray your legs. Are you in shorts today?
I am in shorts, yeah.
Yeah, you make sure you spray your legs a little off and stuff like that. And then if you actually have to go to retrieve a ball in the woods or in the fescue, make sure you wipe your legs off when you come out of the fescue. So take a towel.
That's another nice thing. That's another nice thing I had no idea about. Okay, right. That's a good tip. Al got a tick on his penis once.
What is this black dot on my head of my penis? And it was a tick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened on Fire Island.
Oh, it was a deer tick, too, like the ones that give you Lyme's disease, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, man. It's no joke, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
No joke.
I got so lucky in grabbing that with the tweezers, and I got it in one shot.
Well, I mean.
He was talking about the tick.
Yeah, I know he was. Using tweezers in your nether regions.
Oh, yeah. And I was shaking. Like, I was so nervous.
Right. You know what you could have done? You could have taken a matchstick and burned it out.
No way. I was not doing that.
Lighting his junk on fire. Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, God. All right. Any other tips? So, ticks.
Ticks.
Like if I go into fescue,
I can't
pee wherever I want.
Well, I mean, you can't pee, like, right out. Like, you know, you just be a man. Can you just be a freaking man and figure it out?
I'm going to be a man. I just want to make sure I'm not breaking any rules. Like, I love peeing outside.
You do? That's a big thing for you? Do you do that at your house in Sable? I have not yet. You're not doing that.
In Bellport, I used to do it all the time because I was way set off the 500-foot driveway. I used to, when I'd let Ella out at night, I would also go out there with her and we'd bond. You know,
you'd bond by going to the bathroom together outside.
Yes, we would. Yeah, that's something I would do with her. And she'd go and I'd go.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I haven't done it. Maybe once in Sable, actually. Maybe once in the bush.
Hey, let's go to Mark in Palisades. Mark, what do you got, brother?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
All right. What's going on?
There's a club down in Jersey where the women were complaining about, you know, peeing in the woods or wherever. So they took it in front of the board, and the board recognized, like, all right, we got to do something about this. So their solution was to then allow the women to pee in the woods.
I think
equality is a good thing.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm all about that. I'm all about inclusion. I'm all about all that stuff.
Let everybody pee in the woods.
Man, whatever if you got to go. That's my mantra.
Right, of course. No, I just didn't know because I've never been out there for a full 18 holes. I'm like, what do people do? I have no clue.
Yeah, I wonder how big the golf tournament is. Do you have any idea how big it is? How many foursomes or fivesomes they have?
I don't know. I know
it could be a long day.
It is a very long day, and I'm emceeing the dinner.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
back to backs.
Yeah, back to backs, man.
Man, you are taking this newfound, like you know, popularity of yours to a whole new level. I mean, he's pushing for Pulse of the People again now.
Yeah, no. Apparently, I was eliminated from that, but we'll
see.
No,
you're not eliminated for anything. That was a whole Fugazi thing.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But I mean, no, I am. I'm definitely this. But you know, I'm not going to do anything after these 2 days for months. You know, I'm just going to do the show. I'm not
going
to have anything.
We're going fishing.
Oh, that is true. We are going fishing. Yeah, and then we're going to go down to Maryland and whack some crabs with a hammer too. Apparently, yeah. But no, it's just I'm packing a lot of stuff in, man. You know. And we'll see. I told the guy here, though, I said, I may not make it. I said, find a guy who can also do this dinner, who can also MC it, because if I may just have to go home. Because this is a lot for me. This is a lot.
You can't. I mean, if they're expecting you to be the man, you got to be the man. You got to show up and be the man.
I will. But I'm also going to be you put exhaustion and the Casamigos together.
You're gonna be so drunk. You're gonna be passed out. It's so great to be here.
I got a feeling I might end up on TMZ Sports a little bit later.
All right. Well, that's probably something that you're looking forward to.
No,
but
I would just
say, look, you know, enjoy yourself, but in moderation. I always tell you, in moderation.
Yeah. I know. I'm not really good at that. I'm usually extremes. Extreme eating, extreme drinking, extreme sleeping, extreme everything. More. Feed me. Pour the shots down my neck.
Yeah.
Well, take a 4-hour nap.
Like I said, do me a favor. Over under Al and Eddie on the amount of shots that his team uses. We want to say like 4?
Of Gio's shots?
Yes.
Under.
18 holes.
Under.
4.
I'm going to say under as well.
Under. I'm going to say under too.
Oh, hell yeah, it's going to be under. You probably should have set the line at 2.5.
Well, you never know. Like, you could have some other hacks, and there may be some rule in there where they have to use one of your drives twice or 3 times or something. You never know.
Oh, like everybody has to play rule?
Yeah, that kind of thing. And maybe they'll give them a trophy for participating, too.
But
who knows?
Hacks is one thing, but never played golf before is quite another.
Yeah, never.
Only
never,
swung
ever,
at
ever.
Top Golf and at the start of your tournament.
How right, many exactly. times did you ground out the third base on the softball team?
If I had, let's say, 25 at-bats,
yes,
21 of them were ground outs for third base.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'll be doing a lot of that. I mean, that's why I can't golf, because I swing the club like a baseball bat.
Well, again, it's you're going to be an athlete, and you know your good golfer will give you a little bit of a tip here and there, I'm sure, during your round. So
but
enjoy
will.
It. Try to enjoy it. Don't get frustrated.
No, I will. I'm going to enjoy it. I've never done it before. It's not like I think I'm going to be good, so there's no expectations. It's like a sports team. When you think your team's going to suck and they lose, it's like, okay.
Like, you're not wearing like Knicks shorts or something today. Like, you have nice golf shorts on, right?
Yeah, no, I do. No, they're nice. I'd show them to you, but then I have to.
No, that's right. I don't want to see them. I just want to make sure you have nice khaki shorts on or something.
I do. Yeah. They match the blue and the whole thing.
Like,
all right,
cargo Carton showed up with like
cargo shorts at a golf tournament.
Well, cargo shorts, but they were also
like capris,
capri cargos.
Oh my
with,
god!
With ties on the bottom of them or something. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Come on,
that's pretty bad.
I think you got them at Daffy's.
All right.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.